Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Ross Shaver. The New Testament reading for today is from John 10, 22-42. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." So the Jews picked up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father consecrated and sent into the world, 'You are blaspheming, because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." Again they sought to arrest him, but he escaped from their hands. He went away again across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing at first, and there he remained. And many came to him. They said, "John did no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true." And many believed in him there. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. And in the name of that very Son of God, Jesus the Christ. Amen. This is a wonderful passage here in John chapter 10 that takes place at a wonderful time during the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem, or more commonly as we know it, Hanukkah. And this is a joyous festival, and one in which celebrates the rededication of the temple in Jerusalem in the year 164 BC, following its desecration by the Seleucid ruler Antiochus IV, Epiphanes. And this festival was joyful. It was a celebration of this rededication of the temple, that is, the place where the glory of God dwells among his people. And now here is Jesus, the one who is the glory of God in the flesh, as John chapter 1 tells us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only God. And the Word has become flesh. He has dwelt among us. He has tabernacled here. The very presence of God in midst of this festival and celebration. And yet, many Jews do not believe him. Now, don't get me wrong, they understand exactly what Jesus is saying here. They understand perfectly that he is claiming to be the Son of God. Jesus cannot be more clear. I and the Father are one. One God, not just united in person, but one God, two distinct persons. And they want to stone him for this blasphemy, for him claiming to be God. And it is because even though they see his works and they hear his words, they do not believe. But what comfort this is for us. This passage comes right after Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. And now we have this wonderful comfort. My sheep hear my voice, he says, and I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. It is a good reminder that as we confess in the third article of the Apostles' Creed in the Small Catechism, that I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord, nor come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. That this faith in and of itself is a gift in which the Holy Spirit uses the words and the proclamation of Christ to bring and sustain us in this faith, so that we may be sheep who hear and recognize and know and believe the very voice of Jesus the Christ, and what is more, that we rest in those nail-pierced hands of our resurrected Savior. We have heard this word of God, and we have been placed by the Father into these hands of Christ, and no one will be able to snatch us out. What comfort this gives to us in the midst of our world, of our times, of our struggles, of our own sinfulness, and at the hour of our own death. For we know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. For we have heard and we believe that Jesus is the very Son of God, who is for us, who died for us, was raised for us, and now gathers us together as part of his flock under this one good shepherd. Thanks be to God that we rest secure in the hands of our good shepherd, Jesus, that we have heard his voice, and that we follow him. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you fulfilled your promise by sending the gift of the Holy Spirit to unite disciples of all nations in the cross and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. By the preaching of the gospel, spread this gift to the ends of the earth, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.